have learned to make use of all my body in total preparations for making love. The heightened appetite and sensitivity, the desire to give, but most important, I have gained the ultimate knowledge of my own sexual skills. To become aware of my own sensuality, I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes. I begin my imaginary trip with a strip of velvet ribbon or a soft fur. I draw the material slowly up the palm, wrist, the inside of the arm to the neck, the cheek, across my eyelids, down my shoulders, and across the nipples of my breast. They grow hard as I touch them. I feel feminine. My body responds warmly. The heat of expectancy enveloping all of me. Moist, my skin is prickly with dew. A feeling of freedom oozes into my bare body. I pour a tiny pool of my favorite lotion between my breasts and stomach, and with delicate firmness, I massage the liquid into my warm and thirsty skin, luxuriating in the sensation of my hands, tending to the curves and mounds of my supple body. I have begun to experience the ecstasy of touch. Now I will begin to explore the fantasies of taste. The tongue is the consummate instrument of pleasure. To increase its flexibility, its allure, its potency as a lethal weapon of lovemaking, I exercise it as I would any other part of my body. I practice my technique using blood. I doubled in ice cream cone. It's delicious. I make circles and swift patterns with my tongue thrust into the ice cream. I lap it delicately like a kitten with milk. I put all my mouth over the bar of ice cream, sliding my tongue down until my lips touch the cone. Then I slowly withdraw until the creamy rivulets start dripping, and I can catch the drops on the very tip of my tongue. The organ is at my command. I am prepared to awaken my body fully. By increasing the tone of my love muscles, my body coordinates its responses fully on demand, thus creating the ultimate unbridled sexual satisfaction, orgasm. For this, I teach another organ to respond more fully. Masturbation is a sweet and necessary physical endeavor, a self-induced experience that deepens and prolongs the pleasure that's the basis of full sexual stimulation. I've learned from masturbation to have several orgasms with my partner from the time it first hit me to feel up to the initial level of arousal. I pick a time when I'm assured of lengthy privacy. I remove my clothes and sprawl on my bed. Close my eyes, letting my own feelings explore my sensitive areas. Questioning. The head of my clitoris is ultra sensitive. But there begins to be a warm feeling. It prickles when I rub the shaft and the soft flaps of skin beside it.
Sheets, my My body curves and writhes towards his. My fingers become his fingers. My nipples touched ever so lightly, become erect. The man of my fantasies now rules my mind, my body. I imagine more as he mounts me. Fingers become his penis, thrusting deep into me, while my pelvis arches up to him for him, eager, ready. I'm ready. The in and out movement makes my body writhe. Harder, harder. The tempo increases. Control becomes unbearable. The heat flashes out more and more. My vagina contracts and dilates and contracts. It desires more. But I moan in protest of ecstasy. Then when it cannot be held back, I can stand it no longer. The final thrust. I explode into flaring pieces. My thighs stiffen. I am suffused by feeling. Slowly, reality floats down and returns. His penis becomes my fingers again. I am satisfied. No two women masturbate exactly alike. Each must find and develop her own variation for ultimate pleasure. There shouldn't be great difficulty achieving orgasm, but I do admit a vibrator works wonders. I use a battery-operated one, shaped like a penis. It's so effective and slips right into my vagina. It spreads wiggling, throbbing sensations through my body. Although I'm spoiled by the vibrator, I learn to manipulate my fingers because I teach myself a higher plateau of sensitivity. With my hands, I discover shadings and sensations that can never be merely mechanical. I school my sexual cravings. I learn to understand its many moods because it gives me the impetus to explore my man's body with my own. Now, both my body and my mind rehearse to me full sense of erotic delight. I most want the man who was stimulated by the vision of me, powdered, perfumed, and unashamedly naked. The body of woman is beautiful. My own is supple and soft. The best thing I can sleep in is my very own skin. Why do I spend so much time telling you this? Nearly all men are polygamous by nature. His natural instinct has nothing to do with the fact that he may love me very much. I learned to keep him off guard. He's curious about what I'll do next, so his attention is focused on me. He doesn't stray far. I remember when I greeted him in a French maid's costume. I kissed him sensuously on the ear as I served his drink. As I served dinner, bending over him with the serving tray, my loose breasts brushed against his face. The warmth of my body brought forth the perfume that splashed there. I threw aside the fur, and an aroused sexual frenzy pushed me onto the table. Glasses, silverware, and platters slid aside. My protests were of no avail. He mounted me, driven by my illusory and erotic performance. Aggressively, he pumped me until both of us, caught up in spinning, came together and climbed upward until that final spasm of earthquake that convulsed us threw us back pleasurably to the ground. Not even knowing it, a man gives me a lot of clues to his sensuality. For example, the eyes are very revealing and at the same time misleading. Before I allowed myself to be swept away by one velvety pair of browns, I observed how he used them. His eyes caressed and undressed me. That was a good sign. That was a good sign.